Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, yo, can you hear me? Yeah, yeah, if you can. Welcome, 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 all the listeners, callers, sports fans all around the world. This is the show for the fans, by the fans, the Shakedown. And guess what time it is? Yeah, I guessed it. It's East Style Fridays, baby, and we kicking off a banger today. Yeah, I know what time it is. It's been a minute since I spoke to the people, but I'm back in the business. I'm back in the house. So y'all know what's up. Today is the day that we talk about anything and everything, but most of all, our beloved New York football Giants, and we get into everything that's necessary, current events, politics, news, everything that's out there is what we do. So right now, you know what I like to do. I like to check the studio, see who's in the building, check in, give you guys some updated information on your New York football Giants, although this is a season of don't fuck up the draft picks, as we would say. But we, you know, we still have things going on. There's still some concerns. There's still a lot of news swirling around, injury reports, updates, things of that nature. NFL has suspended some games and moved them back due to COVID protocols. So it's a lot going on out there in the world, you know what I mean, trying to keep each other safe, man. It's happening. Outside of that, it feels good to talk to the people again. It feels good to have you guys here. It feels good to let my voice be heard and for you guys to be attentive, man. I missed you guys. I love you guys. And we're going to have a great one today. So I'm going to start off by seeing what's going on, give you guys some updated news in the world by reading off a couple of articles. Y'all know how I do. Outside of that, just waiting for my boys to hit the studio so we can handle our business and do what we does. That's about it, man. So sit back, relax, enjoy, you know, what I'm about to do for you guys, and let's get busy. It's on. East Style Fridays. Y'all know what time it is, 914-205-5796. That's the number to call in. Enter the hashtag, the Shakedown Show Podcast. Y'all know what's up. And we got merch coming out soon, man. By the way, I meant to tell you that I'm happy I got you guys right now, too. We got some merchandise coming out soon, man. Please be on the lookout for that. Be on the lookout for the website. Right now it's under construction. We're just moving and grooving, getting some things put in place so when you guys go to it, it can be as professional as you need it to be. When you order your stuff offline, you know what I'm saying, that can also go through. So we're just making sure everything is up and running for you guys so when we do actually start rooting for this team that we can be in full effect. And we got some name tees, some carrot cake tees coming out, man. It's some cool, fun stuff, man. So hopefully you guys stick with us and enjoy that. You guys in the chat that's listening in, peace and shout-outs to you guys. Always a pleasure speaking with you, man, and reading what you guys got to say. That place is a danger zone, man. If you ain't got what it takes, please don't jump into the Shakedown chat and don't ask nobody to add you. Come with your stats and facts and all the shit that makes sense, because if it ain't, you're going to go through it. But let me check in on what's going on out here in today's news with us. We'll probably have a show Sunday, so we'll give you a final injury report. I'll just run through this. It's a lot going on, like I said, man. Our signing, I'll get into that first. Some Giants news for you guys. You know, a player that J-Rock is going to be super happy about, if he hasn't already talked about it, excuse me. But the Giants have signed linebacker Jalen Smith from the Dallas Cowboys. Yes, you guys heard it right. Jalen Smith, the phenomenal talent that came out of Notre Dame, also had some problems with lower body injuries. They were saying that, like, I think it was his leg. I don't want to, you know, say too much about something I don't know about, but I definitely know he had some type of deteriorating deteriorating nerve damage, possibly in his leg or his whatever the case may be. So his draft status was a little bit up in the air, but they said that it seems that as the testing went on and things happened, it seemed like that was good enough. But deteriorating, of course, we all know that means later on down the line. So without further ado, I'll get into this article. And, yeah, man, welcome to the New York Football Giants, Jalen Smith. Says the Dallas Cowboys cut Jalen Smith earlier this season. He should get a chance at payback Sunday at MetLife. Smith, 26, signed to the Giants practice squad on Friday and will likely face his former team for the first time. The Giants linebacking corps is shorthanded due to COVID-19 and the flu. Inside linebackers Reggie Ragland and Bernard McKinney have flu symptoms, and so does outside linebacker Ellison Smith. They're all projected to dress, but weren't 100% as of Friday. The tops on COVID positives for outside linebackers Cam Brown and O'Shane Ximenez. Smith, a 2016 Cowboys second-round pick out of Notre Dame, is a former Dallas Pro Bowler and captain who got rugged out early this fall by Keanu Neal and Micah Parsons. He returned from a devastating knee injury late in his college career to provide some production, flashed in leadership as a young pro in Dallas. His 154 tackles last season were third in the NFL, three more than the Giants' Blake Martinez. But Fort Wayne, Indiana native drew criticism for a lack of speed and struggles in pass coverage that Dallas didn't think justified the high price tag on his second contract. He played in only four games for the Cowboys this season before he was released. Then he hooked on with Green Bay and played two games for the Packers before getting cut and hitting free agency. After Smith's release from Dallas, he had defensive coordinator Dan Quinn read a message to the players that, "We have something special going on here. He wants us to all get it. Go and get it all," according to ESPN. But those well wishes clearly don't preclude Smith from playing spoiler on Sunday. That is, after all, exactly why he's here. So, yes, the New York Football Giants have signed ex-Dallas Cowboys linebacker Jalen Smith. I don't know the contract details or the ins and outs, but it definitely seems to be something that we could look ahead to or forward to. See what he has left in the tank. I'm not a Cowboys fan, but from what I've seen and what we have seen when it comes to him, he is a high-motored, high-energy guy who can cover very well. Obviously, they felt his skills was diminishing. Now, I don't really know how to speak upon that. I'm not in the building every day, but obviously, by having my son Michael Parsons there and Keanu Neal, they have not missed a beat. And I want to get the information from the people on how y'all feel about that, man. So, you know, let me know. 914-205-5796 is the number to call in. And I want to talk about this whole, you know, acquisition of Jalen Smith being picked up. How y'all feel about it? I mean, does it really matter? The season is over. What is it that you guys want to expect? Do we give him a test run, see if he's good enough to be brought back next season? It's a bunch of things that can go on with this and that. So we'll see. You know, right now we got with us the OG Steve from D.C. You know what's going on, brother.
Yo, yo. Happy Friday, everybody. What's crackalacking?
It ain't nothing just me and you right now. Happy Friday. So I don't know if you got a chance to hear what I was talking about or not, but we signed Jalen Smith, the Cowboys' old linebacker.
Yeah, I seen old Knob Leg signing, man. I see we signed to the practice squad, man. I don't know what we're doing, but yeah. I don't know if we're just trying to pick his brain before this.
Right, but he's going to be called up to play because we got four linebackers that's either got the flu or two on COVID protocol. Two got the flu and two is on COVID protocol. So he's going to get called to play. He's going to play.
I really don't care. I don't know. We're going to sign him now. I mean, I don't know if we're just trying to get some information from him. I really don't care. You know, I mean, all I care about is my fantasy. I'm playing Gallup and Cooper. I'm slip Pollard in my flex, for real. You know, because I ain't even joking because, you know, we looking like we just about to be on some lay down. We got all the excuses in the world, so I expect them to use them.
Right.
You know.
I look at it like this. At this point, the season is over. We all know that. You know, we're just not mathematically eliminated, but we know that's soon to come as well.
Oh.
So I did want to talk about this Jalen Smith signing. I mean, he was somebody that was so highly heralded coming out of Notre Dame. It was crazy. Now, I was, you know, reading, so I brushed up on my thought process, too. I think I got him and Miles Jack confused because I remember one of them having deteriorating nerve damage, and I think that was Miles Jack, but Jalen Smith was the one with the injury that they were like, look, the injury is really devastating, and we don't know how he's going to respond to it, or whatever the case may be. But obviously, he responded accordingly. Yeah, he responded accordingly.
No, he didn't.
Pro Bowl.
He ain't been back. He's never been like what he was projected to be, man. You know, Cowboys wouldn't even let him go like that, man. They got him in the second round. I mean, he was okay for like a year or two, but then he fell off, man. He's not, you know, he's not anybody I would get excited about. And I watched his whole career, and just because of the injury, he was so highly touted, like you said, but he has no upside to him at all, man. In fact, he kind of digressed, and it was obvious. So I think even the Cowboys recognize that. If he was any asset defensively, they'd have kept him. They were hurting too bad. It wouldn't cost them nothing. And they wanted him, obviously. They took the chance on him for a reason. Mm-hmm. It didn't work out. And I'm just tired of looking at him as another man's trash. And no disrespect to that dude, but he's trash. I mean, he ain't going to be nothing but trash. Just because he's here, he's still trash. He is still trash.
I mean, he did have 100, you know what I'm saying? He did have 134 tackles last season, so I guess, you know, productivity is what it is. I mean, they look at it like this, you know, out with the old and with the new. I mean, they're not losing nothing right now with the kids, Parsons and Neal. So they haven't missed a beat. So, you know, it's not like something is missing with the Cowboys. I just want to know how you guys felt about it. Me personally, he's only 26 years old, so I can't say we're kicking the tires on him. All I can say is that we're bringing them in for whatever type of test run, or like you said, and I think that same thing. Are we picking his brain for knowledge? I mean, at this point, winning versus the Cowboys really doesn't mean too much. I mean, it's just a pride thing at this point. And, you know, of course, I would like to see us win, and I'm actually going to be live at the game. So, you know.
Yeah, well, I'm hoping it's like what you said. It just kind of put a body on the field because of the whole COVID situation, but his leg is done, man. He ain't got nothing. He ain't got no real burst there. So, and their defense was terrible last year. So
my question is, have you watched him deteriorate
yes. And I mean, absolutely. Like I said, I felt like I watched every damn snap he took. Like I said, every time I got a chance, you know, as much as I hate Dallas, I watched him coming up, you know. He was highly tied up in the game. I actually kind of wanted him, you know. I remember that. So, yeah, I'm not saying it's out of ignorance. I mean, he was, you know, he was decent. Don't get me wrong. But he's way short of what we need.
Okay.
So, way short.
Hold on for one second. I just want to make sure that I let the people know we got LRP. We have no problems in Houston with us. What's going on, baby?
Yeah. What's up, man?
Peace, everybody.
What's
forgive
on,
my
man?
Absence yesterday, but Pete, what's going on with y'all today? OC, shout out to you, your family, bro, on this glorious day.
Oh, thank you, bro. Appreciate that, man.
No doubt. But what y'all talking about, man?
We chopping it up on the whole Jalen Smith accusation. Did you know about that, or am I giving you some news?
You giving me some news. What happened?
The Giants acquired Jalen Smith, the former Cowboys linebacker.
What?
Yeah, we got Jalen Smith. I was asking the people how they felt about it, that calling in. Of course, OG is the first to respond, as always, on Happy Friday. So he said the kid is deteriorated. He wasn't really looking like much. Now, I don't know that for a fact because the kid still had over 137 tackles last season, but, you know, he got the right to feel how he want. I'm just checking the temperature. It's on you. So, yes, the New York Giants have acquired Jalen Smith. He will be playing this Sunday. Also, because we have four linebackers due to either COVID or illness, rather, they will not be playing. That will be O'Shane Zimenez, Cam Brown, Benardrick McKinney, and let me check one more. One more. He will be playing either.
O'Shane Ximenez
won't be playing. So it's Cam Brown, O'Shane Ximenez, Benardrick McKinney, and Ellison Smith. They will not be playing either due to COVID positives or having the actual flu itself. So Jalen Smith will be suiting up for the New York Football Giants this Sunday.
That's crazy. How come he could suit up in less than a week, but Jake Fromm can't? But anyway, I'm gonna deal with the question at hand. I don't mind that name. You know what I mean? I don't mind the name.
Right.
As far as the player, what we see on the field, I, at this point, I don't give a shit. If you fit Jalen Smith right in there, and if he's what he was, then he's better than all four of those people you just named. You know what I mean?
I won't argue with that. You know, we'll see. I won't argue that that may be a possibility, but I'm just not. I don't want to move forward with him like he's going to be the dude. I don't know why we're making this move so late if it's not just to put some bodies on the thing. But I ain't gonna see him not to do. Like I said, it's not like I'm gonna say he's bad, but I just feel like, what are we doing here? Like, why we keep signing some mediocre shit, man? I don't get it. Like, just bringing bodies for what? What, the season is done. You know, why are we even, okay, whatever.
Let me just bring this up. I don't know if you know this or not, LRP, but he did finish with 154 tackles last year, which was third in the NFL, and three more than Blake Martinez. I mean, just for referendum purposes, I threw that in there with Blake Martinez. You know what I mean? I'm going to give you the answer. Remember, they got Keanu Neal back there, and they drafted Michael Parsons. So they felt like he wasn't worth spending all of that money on in the second contract because you know he's going to want the bag from them.
So when did he get them up? That's my
cap space. I don't know that detail. I don't know the details of what he's getting from us, but he was cut, and we caught him. We caught him off of the Packers. He played for two games with the Green Bay Packers this season too, and we caught him off that. So whatever it is, it must be for the cheap, because he wasn't even in the NFL. We snatched him up.
Yeah, because like I said, I won't argue that he's better than what we got, but I'm like, are we throwing big money? That's what's scaring me. Are we throwing big money away? That's the only thing that really worries me. Are we throwing big money
away? I'm getting in details.
I would assume no. I don't know that answer either, but I would assume no because of, for one, where we at in the season, and for two, they picked him up on a Tuesday. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, not Tuesday for real, but. You know what I'm saying? It's like a Friday, and like you said, COVID and all that shit. So it's just a body because now they probably need people to play. Which a lot of teams do this week, which is crazy. But, I hope they ain't trying. I mean, I don't mind the player, but I hope they ain't trying to fucking put a team together now. Shit, like.
I'm looking at it like this, right? Fellas, we bring him in, see what's going on with him. He's the one that has to earn even a look for next season in training camp and things of that nature. It's a win-win for us. I mean, in the last four games, it doesn't matter what he does. You know what I mean?
Listen, I ain't gonna lie to you. I honestly think he's better than Blake Martinez. I really do. I'm not joking. I mean, that's not the problem. It's the money right now. Like, why are we spending this kind of money in a season that I feel like is already lost? And I'm like, man, I kind of feel like if he's going to be spending that kind of money that he's going to want, you know, we bring the big lineman in here. Like, I hope we get him at a good price. I think he's a decent player. Really, like I said, if I really think about it, probably better than what we got, including Martinez.
y'all gotta remember he didn't sign a second contract yet. He was still on his rookie deal. That's why they was able to cut him and save the money and get Keanu and Michael Parsons.
Let me tell you what we're giving him.
We're giving him $990,000. He's getting less than $1 million.
It's four games. Like I said, we'll see what happens moving forward. I ain't mad.
Yeah.
You know, we'll see what he does.
That's what I said. I would assume the money would be very, very low at this grandeur. I feel what you mean, OG. I know what you're getting at, but for this season, fine.
I mean, if you really think like he's gonna, you know, contribute for that money for $1 million, hell, if it's $2 million, I wouldn't really bat an eye. My thing is this: what are we really trying to accomplish here? Because to me, it seems like they're gonna try to sign him long term. I don't think they're just bringing him here for four games. I don't.
Well, then we're gonna be able to see that.
Let me just say this: I'll make a quick point and I'll shut up. He deserves a tryout. But my question is this: health and money, and that's it. Because you know the production's there, but so we'll see. You know, let's see.
That's why this is so interesting.
He's a pass rusher,
right? And he has stayed healthy this season. It's just that they did not want to go any further into that contract. Remember how much money that they signed that man for? They gave that man $65 million, 35 guaranteed.
He was behind some player on Green Bay. So, you know, hopefully he'll come in and play healthy, man. Honestly, listen, we'll see what he does. You know, I mean, the season is over, though. That's what really pisses me off more than anything. Like, why do we wait till just now? Why are we waiting till four
fucking
games?
Because that's who we are.
I'm just trying to digest this shit, really.
Well, you got to look at it like this.
At this point, it's desperation.
Right. There you go, LRP. Yeah, finish
you
that out.
LRP?
He wasn't available earlier in the season. I mean, I get what you mean. I don't think that they got him to try to win. I don't know. I don't wonder. What I mean is that he wasn't early. He wasn't available because he was on Green Bay. So this was an opportunity. He was available. They need people. They got COVID problems, so it just worked out.
Right,
and
it fits the situation.
The upside, yeah. Next year he turns into something.
Right.
That's one piece you ain't got to worry about.
Exactly.
Well, man,
it's fine. I just wanted to elaborate on what LLP said, and then I'm going to go into a little bit of what you said with a little my own flavor to it. Right. LLP, at this point, we're down four actual bodies, linebackers, that are not going to play, has not cleared, and will not be on the field. He comes on more than just a cheat sheet. You feel me? He comes on, like, senior citizen money. And also, the last four games, what if this guy shows, listen, I'm something that you guys could possibly use future reference that merits him getting a tryout. Now, here's to your point, OG. A healthy Blake Martinez, a healthy Jalen Smith, just to be, sometimes we need bridge players, not just in the quarterback position, but what about those two guys being veterans and bringing in younger guys or having some of the core that we still have and being able to have the tutelage and play under those guys while bringing in talent at the same time? And we don't waste any money. So think about it. See, Jalen Smith stays here, makes the team for next season, right? Okay, he's lined up next to Blake Martinez, right? Then you have Blake Martinez, Jalen Smith, Aziz Ojulari, Carter, if he makes the team, or Cam Brown, or one of those guys, right? Because they're still here, or Tay Crowder. That's an upgrade. Do you guys agree to that? Let me just name the four linebackers. Tay Crowder, Ojulari, Jalen Smith, Blake Martinez. You guys think that's an upgrade from what we got right now? Or do you guys really feel like McKinney, Reggie Ragland, and those guys are what you want? So that's how they look at it.
Of course not.
Okay.
I mean, That's fine for, you know, off season shit.
Right. That's what I'm talking about. And that's how they're looking at it.
Yeah, as long as they don't get or think that because they got this guy there that they don't need to look at any of these linebackers coming on that draft point. So it's Devin Lloyd and Chance Campbell out in Ole Miss and quite a few others that I've been watching, Overshadow in Texas. Yeah, as long as they don't do that.
Right, but we know what they have a tendency of doing. 914-205-5796 is the number to call in. This is East Style Fridays. We're talking about it all. So let's get to it, brothers. How do you guys feel about the game versus the Cowboys? Do you want to win? You don't give a shit. You're just so exhausted at this point. It really doesn't matter. Don't fuck up the draft pick. Which is it? It is a division rival. LLP, you go first. OG, you go. It doesn't matter to me. Just want to hear what you guys think and how you feel about the game. Because I actually will be there on Sunday. And I cannot get out of it.
Man, I don't. I'm indifferent. I mean, it's the Cowboys. You always want to beat your division rival.
Right.
I would love for us to suck like we do and beat the shit out of them. So, and we still got the other games to lose. So I would like to win this one just because I work with a lot of people that I would love to talk shit to just because they've been getting on my nerves. So, yeah, in that regard, one game I think a lot of other teams may win who are sitting in that realm. I think the Jets may pick up one this week. The Lions are going to lose again, but hopefully they get one. I think the Bears may actually, I don't know who they're playing, but as long as the other ones lose, we still, and we win, we still in good shape. Or if they win and we win, we in good shape. So, and you still got three more games. But for bragging rights, I would like to pick up this game. I don't think we will. I would like to. I would like for us to win in convincing fashion, which I don't think is going to happen either. But whatever. That's my take.
Got it. OG?
I'm sorry, bro. What was the question?
It was about the Cowboys. How do you feel about the game?
Man, honestly, I was setting my fantasy to me team up. Honestly, I don't feel like we need to go ahead and lose out, man. Give me a draft pick. Stop playing with me, man. I ain't trying to win. I'm done, man. Especially if Dan is not playing. I'm very little interest, man. I really do. I hate to say that, man. But I really, I'm obviously going to be glued to the TV watching, but I don't really care, man. I just wanted to see. It's all about observation. I'm just trying to see how players play at this point. You know, I mean, we got too many reasons to lay down, and that's exactly what I expect us to do. I've seen interviews with Barry, man, and, you know, it's not sounding good, bro. So, I mean, you know, I hope Dallas do it to us good. I hope we compete, though, so which is, at least they got a reason to throw it to Amari and them. And got them. But I'm trying to figure out if I should put Pollard in my flex. Happy career with your size there.
Well, just some news, you know, because it's the Giants and we love our team and we want to hear names. Lawrence Taylor was arrested again in Florida on Thursday for sex offender violation. Yeah. Chase, he's charged with two felonies. The reason why is that he allegedly failed to tell authorities that he changed his address, which he's required to do as a registered sex offender. So all SOs, I don't want to keep saying that word. We call it SOs in our facilities and in my profession. All SOs have to alert authorities when they change their addresses. It's required. It's in their contractual agreement, whether they took a plea bargain or upon their release from prison or whatever the case may be. That is a mandated situation. I mean, I don't understand how something like that slipped.
So that's
the
why
person's
they
mind.
Just
yeah,
I mean,
yep,
that's,
because
that's
he
the
didn't
only
show a change of address.
You know, I'm
yeah.
sure he's gonna he'll beat that. He'll beat that. First of all, like, where are you gonna go if somebody not know you Lawrence Hill? Number one. But I mean, you know, the thing is, he'll beat that. I was just thinking, I'm glad he ain't do nothing with those other young girls are not crazy like that.
Yeah,
but
nah,
other
he
woman,
was,
but
he wasn't
you know,
caught.
I mean,
with nothing crazy, man. He just was arrested.
Yeah,
so you know,
he should hopefully beat that. Then he, you know, I mean, I don't know why he didn't register because he certainly should have, but he
right.
might feel like he can beat that.
But you know what it is too. I think guys like himself who doesn't probably have anybody on the books like a PR agent or a manager or anybody because he's of a certain age. So his mind probably isn't on things like that. But these are the times where, you know, having those type of guys and agents and things like that keep you on your toes a little bit, you know. So, and also I don't know how where his monetary status is at, even though he's Lawrence Taylor, because those guys do cost a grip. You know, that's why they rock with you like that, because they able to be paid.
He's
by
in business
like
with Rodney Hampton. He got a big out of business with Rodney Hampton, man. They
yeah,
doing they selling stuff
know.
Online. They got. I don't know how
yeah,
long it's going,
still
but
don't
he,
know.
Yeah, I mean, I doubt he's starving, but I mean, I'm sure he, you know, doing as good as he should be. But hey, man, you know, I hope he, you know, can. Get that situation resolved without any jail time or anything crazy like that, man.
Yeah, I hope so too, man. Like I hate that type of situation. I hope that ain't, you know, anything that is going to be a real situation or a thing. And we wish and pray for you, but Lawrence Taylor, man, you've been keeping yourself out of trouble. 2011 is the last time we heard anything about you with that whole situation when you was up in upstate New York. Keep yourself out of trouble, brother. We love you. Just stay safe. Let's move on. All right. So I'm getting the temperature, you guys. I see how you're feeling. The game really doesn't have a real strong, you know, emotion for you guys at all. It's just a division rival. You'd like to beat them.
The
that's about it.
Man.
That's the whole
thing,
bro.
Because normally, like, well, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No,
I was saying normally on a dollar game, I would want to win. I mean, this is a first for me, so I ain't gonna front. You know, especially a Dallas game, we're always up for a Dallas game, man. But with, given all these COVID situations, man, I can't. Not this time, bro.
I just think it's just the whole letdown year after year after year after we try our best to be optimistic. At this point, it's just like, you know what? It doesn't matter. We really want this thing to go away. We want this thing to change, and we want to see something different. Because right now, we can probably tell exactly how the game is going to go. You ready? Let's have some fun. LRP,
I
want
to see Saquon get 100 yards.
Okay.
Not just rush, okay. Not combined. Rushing. I want to see him get 100 yards rushing, period. Not, you know, and see what happens from there, man. Honestly, I'm excited to see Saquon. I mean, I felt like he ran better last week. I was really kind of – I saw some things that I like. I really want to see what he does specifically. And, you know,
okay.
This – so, yeah, man, that's what – I want to know the Slayton's going to have to step up. He's going to be called on. You know, Ingram, I don't give a fuck. I know they. I don't know what they're thinking about with Ingram, man, but he ain't showed me enough. You know, I mean, it depends on the money because we know he does have some skills, so he does. I just don't know why
right.
We haven't been able to get it out of him consistently. So.
And you know what's crazy?
Put him on a 1 year.
He hasn't hurt our feelings this much. As much this year because of everything else. Because of everything else going on, we haven't been able to come at him recently or anything like that. Now, if you look at his production or whatever, do we say something about him? But he hasn't been targeted,
look,
right?
Early
he hasn't
in the
been,
season, the first
right.
five or six games, we hated him. We was worried out if he's on suicide watch when we thought we might still had a chance. Come on, bro. He was one of the most hated on the team.
I
like
know that, but what I'm saying is that he
level,
hasn't been
on
the
a
victim.
Whole other level.
Right, but he hasn't been the victim of being a problem. He's not a problematic situation when you look at it. when you look at the whole scale of us all around the board, we mad at so many other things that he is just not even a person that we pay attention to on that level. I haven't heard anybody mention his name. He hasn't even been
He's still fucking up in my
eyes.
That's
crazy.
He's still tipping some balls. I think people
have
just gotten numb to it. He's made a few plays here and there lately, but no, he's still like, no, man. He's still every game he seemed to make at least one play where I'm like, what the fuck, man? He's still a what the fuck, man. No, I'm sorry. Now he's been annoying the hell out of me every game, at least one time during the game. Maybe I'm just too critical, possibly. But no, I ain't forgot about it. Sorry, ass. Not me.
LRP, the floor is yours. Evan Engram. Thoughts?
Oh, you said Evan Engram or Slayton?
Yeah, Evan Engram, because Slayton is dead to me.
Slayton is dead.
He has regressed each season. And I am not trying to deal with that. I don't feel he deserves a chance or no nothing. I am not with it. He has no effort as a wide receiver. He has no dog in him. He is as feminine as you can get at that position when it comes to the game of football. I don't like any part of how he does not care about winning, about catching. He gives an excuse every week on how good cornerbacks are. That is not a winning mentality. That is not a winning thought process. That is not a winner internally. As a wide receiver, we have pride. We feel like there is nothing that we can't catch and nobody we can't win against. I don't care if you Jalen Ramsey, whoever, whatever you are. We don't feel like none of that means nothing. He does not have any fight in him. I watch him every week get beat to the punch, pushed out the way, and talked in his face like he doesn't even matter. He should not be on this team. He does not make us better. He had a couple of flashes. He's not even my child no more. He can go wherever he needs to go. The adoption agency, he's there if y'all want him.
Yeah, I agree 100%. Turn him off.
Get him out of here.
But I want to hear about Engram though. LRP.
Yeah, go ahead, LRP. What you feel about him?
I'm indifferent, bro. He can go. He can go. He can stay. I don't care. He can go. He can stay.
Okay, but let's talk about the money, though. Let's talk about the money, though, because I think he got some use, but let's talk about the money, though. Because you know he's going to talk about that pro, though, bullshit. Let's talk about the money. I want 1 year out of them. 1 year deal.
I want to change. I want to change my answer already. So, I got
you. Ain't gave an answer, Negro. You was indifferent.
I did. I said he could go and stay. But okay, I can see. I can see that that's not a true answer. So, look, man. Every time I'm just gonna say this. Every time Jones throws to Engram, something bad happens. So something is not right.
Right.
So one of them definitely gotta go. So that's that. Also, if he stays, you have to get an offensive coordinator who has a goddamn brain that knows how to use this kid. And if you don't, then he can go. So that's two reasons why he can go. So he can go. Because I don't have any faith that either one of those things is going to happen. Jones is going to be here, and they're not going to get a good offensive coordinator.
You know what? I second that motion. Because if we don't, it's just going to be the same product on the field, which is productive every other three games and hated every other three games. And now that we got 17 of them, we're going to hate him for one more game or four more games when he's unproductive. So, therefore, my answer lies in this. It depends on who we bring in here and how he's used and if he's even going to be of use at this point. Because I believe that if we get Lewis Riddick, he stays. Because that is something that Lewis Riddick talks about all the time on the telestrate. He talks about how He would use Evan Engram, line him out in the slot, line him out at the Y. You know, he's a bigger guy. He can abuse these guys. He likes him. So if we get Lewis Riddick, 1 year deal, OG. So that satisfies both sides of the contest. I mean, so both sides of the argument between all of us. I'm with you both. He can go or stay, depending on GM or whatever the case.
And
1 year deal.
Because I don't mind him. I don't mind him. I genuinely want to. I was rooting for him. I don't hate him. I think he has talent. I think the last game, he was the only one out there really trying to fight, it appeared. You know what I'm saying? So it looked like he stepped into some kind of role here where everybody else playing like shit. And I enjoyed to watch that particular player play. I really did. He was fucking riled up, getting in people's faces, you know what I mean? So if that's the person that we're going to see moving forward and all this other bad shit is past us, then fine. But I also saw last night Travis Kelce, and I'm not putting him in Travis Kelce lane. I'm not doing that. But what I'm about to say is how this kid still hasn't set the edge. And I was like, why is Edwards-Helaire able to get these dope-ass runs? And what's the caveat? Not only was it Creed Humphreys, but it was also Travis. And I was like, the way they moving these stretch plays is very incumbent on the tight end to be able to seal that edge and really allow the linemen to get to the second level, which allows Edwards-Helaire in the running game to get to the second level. Granted, we don't do that on our side in New York, but that was very eye-opening to me because I was like, yo, if Engram was better at blocking and really able to set that edge, that really might have changed some things. But that's why they got Rudolph, and that's why they got Caden Smith. Unfortunately, Caden Smith on IR, and Rudolph is Rudolph, and we had the OC that we had. But that's neither here nor there. But I say all that to say it's very important for Evan Engram, if he does stay, to pick up that part of his game. And that still has plagued him. He still whiffs like crazy on blocks. Still. And that's very frustrating. And at this stage, that's not a formula for you to be on the team.
We might as well just throw him away right now. Because it ain't happening. 5 years. We ain't seen it. It ain't happening. You don't just get it in your fifth year. Pause. Not happening. That's something you develop in your first 2 or 3 years and you get better at. By your fourth year, we know, okay, he worked on his blocking. He's a good blocker now. And those are the things you say. We still talking about him working on his blocking. That shit ain't going to change. It's over.
So there you go. And it's unfortunate.
Turn to a wide
receiver. But you got to go somewhere else, bro.
Mm-hmm. Go turn
into
a wide
exactly
receiver. We ain't got to worry about that.
You already went 88. No problem. But a tight end? No. But I think it's over, man. They had their opportunity. I mean, Judge stays, he stays because he likes him, but I think it's over.
But can I ask y'all a fantasy question?
Yes, brother.
I got some questions, man. First of all, I'm trying to figure out, number one, if I should play either Miles Sanders against the Skins in my flex, or I could do Pollard in flex, or I could do Rashad Penny. You know, even though he's playing the Rams, Rashad Penny is looking really strong right now. I just got this feeling about him. I don't know if y'all watched him last couple games, but they're looking to really elevate him in the running game in Seattle. So, I'm trying to figure out who I should do in the first.
He's looking like what we thought he should when he came out.
Or I could just leave Gallup there. What do y'all think? Leave Gallup there or put one of those three running backs in there?
We'll send you a picture of Patrick Graham.
Hold on, can y'all talk individually? Because I'm trying to take my mental notes. What you say, the host?
I'm gonna just send you a Patrick. I'm gonna send you a picture of Patrick Graham. You'll start his ass every week.
No, come on, man. I need. Come on, I don't need hate. I need hope.
I know. I'm just poking fun.
I'm gonna say the same thing.
Okay, get yourself together. Let me go to my brother.
Cowboy.
In the problem with heat. What you got? What'd you say, LRP? Did you hear what
I would start any cowboy this week, whether it's Pollard, whether it's Gallup. If you got a cowboy,
but
he's putting
but
him in place,
I
would
you,
definitely start him.
Listen,
that's where I'm at.
But okay, I got Amari starting, I got Gallup, and I got Pollard. I could throw Pollard in there, but here's the thing is I'm really worried about his health, but I feel like they're going to end up using them running backs because they're going to go up so far ahead of us that they ain't going to be throwing the ball no more. They're going to be running it. So I would love to play Pollard. I really would. You know, because I really feel like they're going to – what's up?
That's who I would play. I would play – if it came down to Gallup or Pollard, I would play Pollard.
Over Gallup?
Yes.
Okay. Okay.
And the simplicity on that is –
so,
again,
listen, well, hold on. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No,
but
the simplicity
remember,
on that is he's going to get – okay.
Listen, I still got three other starting running backs, though, bro. I got Miles Sanders, I got Rashard Penny. Oh, well, actually, two. I got Miles Sanders and Rashard Penny. They're both starting. You would play them? You would play Pollard over either one of them?
I would play Pollard over Miles Sanders and put Penny and Pollard as my running back, and then find another
Look, I ain't asked you for two. I asked you for one player. I got Najee as my main running back. So I'm not taking Najee out, okay? Don't we doing all that extra, man. I'm serious. I appreciate you, bro. I love you to death. But I need you to stick to the plan. The plan is one slot in this flex. Now, I got
one
two
slot,
running backs
in the flex. Either Pollard or Gallup in the flex, right? Let's just keep it where it needs to be at. Pollard or Gallup in the
place,
right?
Or Miles Sanders or Rashard Penny.
Now, let's talk about it since you brought him up. What has Miles Sanders shown you in 4 weeks? In the last 4 weeks.
Well, first of all, let's talk about the Redskins' run D is pretty tight. So, all right.
That's what
I'm saying. You know,
that's what I'm right. When Miles Sanders
okay,
shouldn't
so,
even be a
so no, we ruled Miles Sanders completely out. Okay,
gone.
Even though he's projected at 13.5 points, he's the highest projected of my players that I'm trying to put there. Let me just be on record with saying
has
that.
Has he met expectations?
Word. Well,
has
I mean,
met expectations
honestly,
out of these weeks?
Nope. Hell no, he's been falling way motherfucking short, really.
When
I look at it, no, because that running game, that running game in Philly is not consistent. We know that they've been bitching, so let's rule his ass out. Okay, so it comes down to Pollard or Rashard Penny. And now Rashard Penny going against the Rams, so y'all say I should just go ahead and throw Pollard up in that motherfucker and shut the fuck up.
Right now, hold on. I'm with you.
If he's healthy.
Again, how is your league set up? Is every touch they get, like that's a point for every carry?
I believe so.
Okay. So if you want to go volume, Penny's going to have the volume. If you want to go production, Pollard is going to possibly have more production against the Giants.
Hold on, but why is this shit saying that they play on Tuesday at 4 motherfucking
they
o'clock?
Are because they moved all the games back. They flexed due to the COVID.
What the fuck?
Yeah, they flexed all these games back, man. I brought you didn't hear the beginning of the show, but
Tuesday
I
at 4 fucking o'clock?
In my opening. Yeah, Tuesday at 4
so
o'clock.
Like 7 o'clock here.
Tuesday.
So 7 o'clock here. Okay.
I mean, that's
so,
kind of exciting.
Now
that,
that's fucking my whole weekend
Tuesday.
Up with this bullshit, man.
I didn't know this.
Mm-mm-mm. So what the fuck, man?
Hold on for a second. We got Nacho in the box with cheese with us. What's going on, brother?
Yo.
He'll be with us when he gets his audio right, ladies and gentlemen. But go ahead, as you were saying, OG.
So to me, it just comes down to play Gallup or Pollard. I'm already playing Amari.
Gallup or Pollard? So yeah, then if you might as well just
Rashard
play.
Penny, or Rashard Penny.
Right.
Rashard Penny is playing at the Rams.
Right. Now, he's going to get volume of touches. He's going to get volume.
He's
going to
get that goal line shit all day, too. I'm telling you right now, he's getting goal line.
Yeah, they got to make it down there. Russell is back, too. His hand is filled up perfectly fine now because he's slinging that rock. Thank God, because I got his punk ass.
Yeah, and they don't play until Tuesday, so he's got an extra day to deal.
You know what? Then that means you got till Sunday. Right. You got till Sunday and Tuesday, right?
No, I got until Sunday. If I'm a player, Rashard
Penny.
Okay,
so that's... Right, but you got till Tuesday. Right.
No,
then you got Tuesday.
I got until Sunday. I got to play that flex position on Sunday regardless because our pilot plays on Sunday. So does Gallup.
Okay.
So Rashard is the only one playing on Tuesday, man.
All right. So then, you know what? Let's give one more night of rest on it. And... Because you're going to need that.
Okay, I ain't going to monopolize the problem with it. But
yeah. But I'm telling you now, you got the vote. The vote is Pollard to play because, one, it's the Giants' defense.
I know, but
that's
he
right.
got a fucked up foot. He got that plantar fasciitis or shit.
What about Ezekiel Elliott, though? What about Ezekiel Elliott? He's still dealing with ailments.
I know, but I'm talking about, I ain't playing Zeke. I ain't got Zeke, but I'm worried about Pollard's foot.
But Pollard's production
That's what I'm
is
saying.
Based
been
on
getting
Ezekiel.
Most of
right.
He's been playing a lot. They put Pollard in a lot, and he's
Man,
been
trying
running.
To make me lose. I'm sleeping.
I'm not trying to make you lose. I'm just saying it's the Giants' defense, and they play Pollard a
right.
lot, and he's just been eating.
That's
and Giants
I mean,
can't
I know
they're going
to be running the ball against us, because once they score real quick and go 24-0, they're going to be running the ball the rest of the time. They ain't going to even fuck with that like that. They don't even want us trying to pee off on that.
Well, matter of fact, nah, fuck that. Go ahead and start Penny, bro. Go ahead and start Penny. Because this would be some,
you get
knowing this shit
right.
here, this would be some crazy bullshit, Giants craziness, never happened before in history. And the dude would get like 12 points or some shit. So... Go ahead and start, Penny, but I don't
right.
recommend. Well, see, I don't recommend that either
right.
because the Rams defense.
Where
are
you at, Nacho? Where you at, Nacho? Where you at with this, man? You out there?
Hold on. Yeah, let me read something off to you real quick, right?
The latest
health situation for the Cowboys at Giants game. The Dallas Cowboys' final injury report for their upcoming game against the New York Giants is very favorable. Yesterday, there was a brief moment of anxiety when DeMarcus Lawrence's name popped up on the injury report, but it was immediately noted that it was a precautionary move. He has no injury designation for Sunday, so he's playing. But while Tony Pollard is listed as questionable, he will be a game-time decision again this week. Okay? Tony Pollard, who missed last week's game, expects to be a game-time decision again this week against the Giants. He said he's feeling improvement and more comfortable.
He's
definitely
him.
Getting better.
They're going to rest him against the sorry-ass Giants is what the fuck they're going to do. They better go get a nigga off the street. And I'm sorry. Dang, man, I'm playing Penny, man. They ain't fucking
playing. Yeah, that's
they don't
it.
Need
Penny. There you go. There you go.
It's either Penny or Gallup. What do y'all want? Penny or Gallup? Gallup is supposed to be, actually I'm just going to play Gallup because he's projected to score more points even though it's either that or Penny at the Rams. What do y'all think?
Tough matchup. That's a tough matchup versus the Rams.
Yeah, but he's the man. And he's getting all that goal line stuff. I mean, they're going to score. That's Russell Danger Russ. dangerous.
Hope you're right. I got him on my fantasy. And who I'm playing against just had Patrick Mahomes. So if I can get two-thirds of that shit, I'll be okay.
Y'all didn't even see Rashad Penny running that rock last week? Man.
Yeah, but who was it against, though?
Only reason that gives me pause, OT, because I saw it too, and they actually showed the game. Houston?
No, everybody,
that is the problem.
Everybody been eating over there too. I know it was.
That's the problem right there.
Yeah, they said. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's why I remember because they showed it. I was watching it because the only one here. But
it was
That was the first time he's exploded. Also, you know, I mean,
the thing is this: Pete Carroll's on record saying that they gonna make him the piece of dude now. They like what he doing.
I don't got a problem with Pete Carroll, you know, expressing what's going on. But when you look at his life,
yeah,
you know what I'm saying? When you look at Rashad Penny's life,
he's going to get the Rams this week. I mean, that's different. So I don't think he's going to have that same kind of game. I mean, I like Penny, though. He was running it. And he did look rejuvenated.
I like him on goal line. The boy run with power. I don't give a fuck who over there. You put him on a 2 yard line, 3 yard line. He's getting there.
All right. So let me give you Rashad Penny's games right this year.
I see him behind
Chris Carson, right?
Behind Carson, he's gonna get no touch.
I know.
No
I'm just. I know. But I'm just saying, 2 attempts, 8 yards, 6 attempts, 9 yards, 7 attempts, 7 yards, 2 attempts, 19 yards, 10 attempts, 35 yards, 16 attempts, 137 yards, and 2 touchdowns versus Houston. So I'm looking at it like this. When he was a starter versus San Francisco, womp womp. When he was a starter versus Arizona, womp womp. But versus Houston, We have no problem.
No, I'll tell you what. If Pollard is playing at 1 o'clock on Sunday, I'm putting his motherfucking ass in there over Gallup, and I'm going to leave it at that. Because I know he's playing tomorrow. Everybody can eat, but I think that no matter what happens, Pollard's going to end up eating at the end of that game if he plays because they're going to be up so far on us.
We got the Furious Five in the building, man. Whoever wants to go first, Nacho, we brought you in. Montana, what's going on? You don't realize he don't got us on mute.
Need a damn piece of that cookie.
I had to mute him for a second. I'll bring you right back
in. That's what I would do.
That's what I'm at. I'm
with it's just because he's great
power over
Rico
Powell over Gallup.
No. And because this whole issue with his foot or whatever the case may be, find out. You know what, bro? Let them give you some more information tomorrow. You're going to get some more information tomorrow. They're going to talk about it because they got a walkthrough. You're going to get the information. They're going to be like, yeah, today's walkthrough. Pollard was good. He's a go for tomorrow. If that's how you feel, start him because you already know what our defense is giving up. Everything.
Yeah, and I would have to know Gallup's life because he gets a lot of, you know, now with
look, Gallup be getting a lot of motherfucking balls on his way. Pause, man. He be getting, you know, 9, 10, 11 balls on his way, man, but that when CeeDee Lamb was out with him and Mari, but they got a rack of receivers though, man.
Right. And think about it. Who's not going to be productive against us when it comes to CeeDee Lamb in the slot, tan Darnay Holmes' ass up, or Julian Love? And then you got Bradbury having the worst season of his fucking career against Amari Cooper on the outside, who's going to get him. We already know he's going to get him.
Is Amari or CeeDee Lamb?
It depends where they line. CD is in the slot most of the time, but they're gonna line up the mismatches. You see what CD Lamb did to that ass the first time.
So you think I should play Gallup over Amari since Bradbury's going to be on Amari?
No. I'm going to tell you right now, hell no. Yep.
That's all your receivers then, yeah.
Well, I sat Mike Williams, thank God. I sat him the other day. He only got 7, like almost not even 8 points. So I was so happy I sat that motherfucker.
Yeah, man. Damn, it's the Keenan Allen show, man. That kid is, he's everything, bro.
He had like 7.8 points, man.
Nice, nice.
I played Herbert instead of Allen. That was a mistake. The kid I'm playing against, he played fucking Patrick Mahomes, who didn't have shit the first 2.5, almost 3 quarters. He came back, had like 45 fucking points. I'm like, the fuck, man? This dude is 13-1 in my league right now, bro. The kid I'm playing. 13-1. His team is ridiculous. Cooper Kupp, all kinds of motherfuckers, man. I need a perfect storm.
So,
Well,
914-055-7966 is the number to call in. You're right. He's going to be suited up on Sunday. And like I said, I wish J-Rock was able to be on this call because that is his son. That was his man. He was so heralded coming out. We all liked this kid, even though he had the injury, but we still predicted that he was going to be whatever is dependent on how he healed. And he proved he was a thing.
Yeah, another day, kid, before the injury, we was like, yup, he's coming this way, man. We just knew that, you know, we had that Notre Dame pipeline coming in. I felt like he was a strong candidate to be a Giant that year until that injury. Everybody's like, oh, no.
Yeah, then he dropped to the second round. But the Cowboys,
yeah, who did we pick
now,
that year?
I look at it like this, right? For them taking a chance on him in the second round, they got hell of a production out of him. For a second-round pick as a linebacker at his position, they got good production out of the kid. Because Van Der Esch was getting hurt on a regular basis. Sean Lee couldn't stay on the field at all, so he was producing. The Cowboys' defense as a whole was trash like 3 out of 4 years he was there. But he was producing, man. You know what I'm saying? He was producing. And we all saw that he stood out when that Cowboys defense was not where it is right now and the potential that he had. He was talked about just like Michael Parsons is right now at this stage. Jalen Smith's this, and that knee is holding up, and that injury means nothing. He's all over the field. He's flying around. He's intercepting pass. He's a tackling machine. You can't get past the speed laterally from side to side. We heard it all. That's how he made the Pro Bowl. But fast forward 5 years later, is the production there? Can ask Nacho that question when he comes as well, because I don't know what he was on the field because he did play for the Packers for 2 games. I don't know what it looked like. I don't know what it sounded like. I would like to get Nacho's thought process on that since he is our resident Packer fan and he can tell us possibly because he watches every single second of those games, which we do with our hated Giants at the moment. When he gets on, I want to ask him, did he see any glimpses of hope? What was the situation? Was the old man Quillis? Was it washed down, rinsed out? What was happening? So Daniel Jones will miss another game. That's like, you know, we get to sure. get, we know that too. But he's doing everything that a quarterback does. He's just not being hit. So I guess whenever he is cleared to play, he will be good to go and back in the starting lineup. He's practicing, he's throwing, he's running, he's doing every single thing you could possibly ask somebody to do in practice. He's just not being contacted. And they ruled out structural damage. So we can take that word off the table now. It's no longer anything about structural damage in this guy's neck. They're saying it's a contusion, a bruise, So that's about it. All right, what's going on? Lawrence Taylor might be making bail. Jalen Smith is with us. We know we're going to lose this game. So how do you guys want to go about this? Because I'll be there on Sunday. I'm thinking about pulling up the BBK just because. What do you guys think? Should I roll up on John Schmelke and the boys? Damn, I didn't even know the Eagles were 6-7, I'll be honest. I did not know they were 6-7. I thought they was like 5-8 or something. Everybody in the hunt except for us. That is crazy.
Hello, Serge.
Yo.
Yo, how you doing? I just
there he is.
Just
what's going on, brother?
Just getting here. Phone was on the desk as of 2 seconds ago, so I don't know. I heard a little bit of something, but
I just heard Lawrence Taylor. Oh yeah, he got arrested for a sex offending violation in Florida. I was just bringing it up. He's a iconic legend on our team, and he's always fun to read about. But he didn't do anything physically this time, lady. He didn't do anything physically.
That,
he just didn't change addresses. That's all.
I got you. I was about to say I didn't know they brought. I thought there was a statute of limitations on that. I thought they were bringing up all the old shit.
Nah. He's good. He just didn't tell the people in Florida he had a change of address. So you know how that goes for a SO. I don't really like saying that word. I like to call it what it is. So whatever that's going to be about, of course it's going to make headlines due to who he is, and that's about it. If it was us, nobody would say nothing.
Mm-hmm.
But the question for you, my brother, is: the New York Giants have acquired former Dallas Cowboy and 3-game linebacker Jalen Smith from the Cowboys and Packers, and he will be playing Sunday. But I haven't seen anything. So, you, being our resident Packer expert, did he get on the field this season? Did you see anything from him? Was anything done by him? Because he played 2 games, they said. So please, Nacho, enlighten us. Take it away. I would love to know what happened with Jalen Smith.
So if I'm not mistaken, I think Chris Burns was injured at the time. And then I think also Devondre Campbell was dealing with an injury. So they brought in Jalen Smith. I think he played 2 games for us, somewhere around, what do you think, it was week 7? Week 6 and week 7, and then he sat for week 8. He didn't play for much. And the reason I know a lot about him, people are probably wondering how do you know that, or because I really thought he was going to be something. I followed him out of Notre Dame. I thought the injury was going to hold him back, and then I thought maybe a year after he would be fine, and then there was more injuries on top of it. But anyways, so I think he only played about 30 snaps for us. There wasn't anything much to behold, and the coaching staff just thought he wasn't up to par for what the defense and what we were trying to run. Maybe in the past, maybe about 3 or 4 years ago when the defense was, bottom feeders in Green Bay, they were, 23-28 ranked in most categories. And then there's a couple categories where they had, pretty peaked. But this year, I kind of agree with the coaches and staff and what they say on the defense. The proof is in the pudding for what the defense is putting out for us this year. So if they make a decision like that, again, I think I might have argued a couple years ago, but now the trust in the defensive coordinator position, even though it is his rookie season, and the trust that I have in that coaching staff who's still left behind, and he's got some good guys on there. So, yeah, I don't know. Maybe it's just, you know, for the defense that they wanted to run, he didn't fit the mold or wasn't up to par for that. But that's just a specific one-team thing. There was no injuries. There was no anything of that nature where he was hurt or we thought he might be hurt, so we dropped him before we had to lose a roster spot. No, it was just the coaches just thought he wouldn't fit, I guess, with us. And from what I've read, what I read back then when we released him, it's pretty much just the defense felt that they were better off dropping him. And then I believe at that time there was a real and this is on a Green Bay level, there was a real thought process that Za'Darius Smith was coming back. And let's not kid ourselves, you're dropping Jalen Smith and Za'Darius Smith every day of the week. And I think that's kind of what they anticipated. You know, push come to shove, Titan Fight 2020, Za'Darius never came back. He's now back on the list, but he's not fully back yet. So I think maybe it was a premature cutting. That could be debatable whether or not he would have flourished on the defense. But I think to me right now, you just got to see what he's got left, see if he can absorb a defense and make some plays and see if he's got anything left in the tank to become a star. I didn't see anything, but again, you know, I think it's 20. I'll look it up real quick in just a minute here. But I think it was 25 to 30 plays. You know, not a lot on the field to where I can make a real justification of cutting him or keeping him. But okay. Again, I'm not a coach in that aspect to sit here and debate those guys. But look, man, Jalen Smith is Jalen Smith. You're going to have to figure it out. I think, you know, you pick him up because of most likely more than anything COVID-19. I don't think it's a necessity of the player or the player maybe, you know, whatever. It's just I think it's a necessity of needing a roster spot right now, and he still can be a serviceable player in this league. And hey, look, if anything comes out of it, he's actually, you know, getting some sacks, getting some pressures, looks like a rejuvenated Jalen Smith. You know, hey, more power to him. Maybe he gets a little vet contract next year with you guys and stays on and helps the team. But I think that's all you're really looking for in something like Jalen Smith signing late in the year.
Yeah, that's what my thought process is the whole time. First of all, it's a COVID-19 situation on top of the flu. Four linebackers will not be dressing due to the fact of whatever illnesses they may have or just positive tests coming up or whatever the case may be. So looking at that, we're shorthanded. His availability makes us look like we can fill some gaps, get him a jersey that fits. You know, hopefully it'll be done by tonight. He'll be on the field on Sunday. That's number one, right? And what could he possibly do except for make himself look like, okay, I'm worth a look next season? That's about it. And that's exactly what I said, and that's where I'm going with it. I mean, to hear his name, excitement is in the building. You feel me? Because these are guys who are highly coveted coming out. It's a guy that we all was like, wow. If he comes back off that injury and he's anything like what we've seen, the Cowboys are going to be okay. And obviously it got him merited him enough to get him a $64 million deal with $35 million guaranteed. So he obviously must have been productive somewhere because it got him a contract. Now, of course, your team is moving in a different direction. And when you look at the Cowboys, the guys like Keanu Neal and the great Michael Parsons at this point, you know, the phenom, you look at a guy like Jalen Smith and say, listen, we have two guys here now that are going to be probably solidified for years to come. One guy is still on his rookie contract. I think the other guy is as well. And that's what it is. We can drop some money, take a small hit, but then have these guys for three more years four more years, possibly picking up their fifth-year option or giving them a four-year long-term, five-year long-term. And we have the production that we need on the defensive end with these two young guys moving forward. So it's a no-brainer when it comes contractually to what they wanted to do, but it's also a no-brainer when it comes to talent on the field when it comes to these guys. So it doesn't really, you know, I get all the sides of the deal. What I just want to see is if he has any life in him, if he can earn himself a tryout for next season, and what it looks like in a Giants uniform. That's it. So moving forward, we suck. It sucks. The defense sucks. Welcome Jalen Smith to the sucky-ass defense. Just make enough tackles to make yourself look productive and get a tryout for next season. Moving along. That's all it is. Be honest. Ah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And, nothing more than that.
On another note, Donald Parham Jr., the gentleman who was carted off the field in last night's Chargers
yes.
game, he has tweeted out, "I'm all good, everybody. Can't hold a real one down. I appreciate all the love and support from everyone. It means so much to me and my family to know so many people are thinking about me and my well-being." With his actual thumb up in the picture. So good to hear. Good news that he is okay.
Very much so, man. Our prayers go out to him and his family. That was a weird sight yesterday. I wasn't going to spend much time on it, but I definitely wanted to talk about it for a second. This is what it looks like, ladies and gentlemen. When you play a sport as serious as football in any given moment, these type of things happen. We're happy that the young man is tweeting. Hopefully everything works out well. He can take some time off, rest up, heal up, whatever way he needs to, and finish his career. It was a very scary scene, especially, bro, to watch him shake like that on the gurney. I was like, what am I watching right now? I don't think I've ever seen that. But thank God he's okay, man. Thanks for that update, too, Nacho.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a scary thing. But it's the game that it is, and we hope that, you know, like we said, everything gets all better. I mean,
absolutely.
The postponement of or movement of games is going to be an interesting one because they're just moving it to try to get guys in, but if they don't pop out negative tests. It ain't going to work.
Right.
So, but again, the crazy thing is that I think that they're going to stop testing them next week, if that's what I'm reading correctly, or trying to stop testing them starting next week. If you're fully vaxxed, boosted up, you won't have to be tested somewhere. The guidelines around that, that's what they're trying to get done. And if that's the case, then it wouldn't matter. If you're asymptomatic, and get anything, you would not probably need to be tested because they will probably only test symptomatic people like the rest of the world is doing. It's kind of weird to me that this is the only job that tests you the moment you walk in, the only job. And this is the only job that has made every single person, I think, well, not only job, but this is one of the jobs that has made every single person get vaccinated that really doesn't deal with anybody outside of the people that are vaccinated, unless you have one of the 4 to 6% unvaccinated players on your team. The biggest whatever would be when you go home. You're not dealing with unvaccinated fans. They keep all the fans away from you, unless you physically jump into the stands yourself. There's just a weirdness of controlment in the NFL that I didn't see anywhere else. Now, if somebody, you know, wants to tell me that they go to work every day, they get tested. If they are vaxxed, they have a certain set of rules. If they are unvaxxed, they have another set of rules. And if they test positive, you know, they are, you know, withheld from doing their job. Completely for 10 days until they pop up two double negatives. It's just a weird, weird way of going about things. It made sense a year ago when we knew nothing about the disease, and we, you know, we still don't know much, but when we knew way less than what we knew now. So I'm just perplexed that the NFL is doing this, the NBA and the NHL. I just don't know any other Fortune 500 companies that are out there spending $75 to $100 million on just tests. That's not, you know, all the money they spend on the vaccines and they spent on that stuff. So that's just a weird one to me. I'm just perplexed at this whole situation. This doesn't make a lot of sense at all.
You know what? It's so much that goes into this type of thing, man. Because you look at the way that they're doing things, and I want to be the first to say on my end, I don't know who may agree with me or not, I think this is all bullshit. I think it's bullshit the way that it's being gone about. I think it's bullshit the way that it's happening. I think it's just bullshit. I think a lot of people who are Antonio Brownon, and that's just how I'm going to use it. I'm not going to disrespect nobody, but I'm going to use him as my naming to what I feel it is about. I'm using his name as the pioneer and the naming of what it is. I think it's a lot of people, Antonio Brownon, and the shit's coming out now. You know what I'm saying? I think it's a lot of people who did exactly what he possibly did, possibly, right? And I don't think it was a thorough enough job done by the NFLPA, the coaches, the organizations around the league, or whatever the case may be, because it hadn't really hit, excuse me, football players like that, because they had eliminated fans from the stands. You know what I'm saying, the season before. So a lot of people didn't have to worry about that. But now that fans are back in the stands, regardless to being vaccinated or not, you still can be asymptomatic. You're walking around people in the building. Bunches of employees are still around. Social distancing has become a thing of the past. You see these players all up on each other, in each other's faces, talking all crazy, doing celebrations, having a good time, going out on a regular basis in the city. I get all the photos. I just don't post them or give a damn about them. But these guys are still in nightclubs. These guys are still shopping. They're still in close contact, still in close quarters, picking up people and friends and having a good time out in these places. And guess what? It has caught up to them. It has caught up to them. It first started with the Yankees when it comes to New York City. I'm only going to talk about New York. It first started with the Yankees having 21 players in 3 weeks with positive COVID tests. Right there, you take the blueprint out of their books. They removed half of the fans. They started the social distancing again. They started making things happen where these guys didn't have to come up positive anymore. It was the first major scare for a New York City team in sports. They handled it. They did something about it. And it went away for them towards the end of the season. But this right here in the NFL, it's crazy. Traveling, being hit hard. I don't know if they're privatizing their planes or whatever the case may be. I have no idea. Ladies and gentlemen, I cannot lie to you about these things. But obviously, it must not be what's necessary, because this thing is now hitting everyone, especially at this time of year where it's flu season, as they call it, and all of these things are happening. And look at it now. Week what? 15? 16? Week 15? I don't know which it is. Week 15? Look at it now. It's popping up everywhere. Games are being pushed back. It's crazy. So in my thought process, Nacho, for that, brother, is you're absolutely right. It is mind-boggling the money that they're blowing and spending on these things all of a sudden, instead of putting these protocols in place where they don't have to have these procedures right now, which are turning up problematic. You know what I'm saying? So it's the P's, man. You know what I'm saying? Preparation prevents poor performance. And that obviously isn't happening around the league right now. Anybody else got a take on that? These vaccines, these COVID tests, all these games, these positive players. Anybody got something on that, or you just don't care? Doesn't matter what order. Step in whenever you want.
What subject are y'all talking about right now? Peace, God.
What's going on, brother man, Shakes Montana Manon. Oh, we was just covering COVID protocols. First, we talked about Jalen Smith. I want to hear your thoughts on that, or am I telling you some news?
I don't know nothing about that.
Oh, okay, the Giants picked up Jalen Smith, bro. We signed Jalen Smith. Yes, we signed Jalen Smith. Cowboys linebacker, two-game Packer linebacker, Jalen Smith, Notre Dame.
Who signed him?
The New York Giants.
Our New York Giants?
Facts. And he will be playing Sunday because we got four guys out from COVID and the flu.
We only paying him $8 million a year. I'm just kidding.
Nah, he getting $990,000.
So that's like for the rest of the year, so?
For the rest of the year, for the remainder of the season. So basically it's just a long tryout.
Okay, so hold on, pause for a second, hold on. But, all right, so that means in the off season we have the rights to sit there and resign him.
Yep.
Like, and then we get to see him the rest of the season?
Yep, see him the rest of the season, see if something that we want is still there. He's only 26 years old. We'll have him back with Blake Martinez if he comes back healthy, just to, you know, set up for whatever young linebacking core we might draft a couple guys or have our guys that's already there. So, you know, is it worth it? Absolutely. Less than $1 million, I got no problem with it whatsoever. And we get to see a long tryout in live game action. I'm cool with it.
Oh, all right, yeah. I was just calculating in my head, just linebackers in my head. Just like, pretty nasty little core there going into next year. If you keep those guys, like, if you sit there and you resign him and then you resign McKinney, because I think you have – I don't think you have to, but to me, in my opinion, you should re-sign McKinney back. Like, that boy out there playing, I don't know what the fuck, like, they don't see. But that man is flying over.
He got COVID.
Can feel, bro. He got the COVID now.
Yeah, he got
but,
the COVID.
But, yo, listen.
And O'Chain.
That's crazy. But in these last three games and shit, like, bro, that boy is flying all around. Like, I don't know why they ain't get this man no more time than what they have done this shit. Now, I don't know about now with the whole COVID. Like I said, I didn't know nothing about nothing. But,
right.
I mean, yeah, he should definitely get re-signed next year as well as Smith going with Martinez. That core right there would be pretty sick. And Tay Crowder, yeah, I like that. I like that.
That's
a lot.
What I brought up. That's what I said earlier. I said, think about it. Next season, say Blake Martinez comes back healthy. And Smith does show something, and we're like, okay, you know, he still got whatever. So you got Tay Crowder, Smith, Martinez, and Ojulari.
Mm-hmm. And you got Carters and all that. I mean,
yeah,
I think
it might be over for him, though. I think it might be over for Lorenzo.
No,
I don't want it to be. But I think it's going to be over for him, bro.
Not Carter.
Lorenzo.
Not Carter. No,
that's what I'm saying. Like, I don't know,
Carter,
man. Carter had a good
not yet, yeah. The man, this is first year back from a serious injury. It ain't going to happen yet, man.
Listen, I don't want it to be over. I remember y'all talking about he got to go. I was like.
No, I said he got to go.
Oh, no.
I'm good. That's my son. I ain't got no problem with him coming back.
I mean, he's obviously not having a good year, but he ain't got to go. Not yet.
I think he has an idea. I don't think it's all well. But as far as coming back from an injury and how he's playing out there with the leadership that he is showing out there, he's one of the bright spots in the defense. He's not the brightest spot.
He's about a 75
and my boy, Aziz Ajulari. I mean, they've been bright spots. Those cornerbacks been iffy this year. Jekyll and Hyde type of shit.
Worst season Bradbury had so far in his career.
I don't believe that that's it. I don't think that that's it.
We ain't got no pass rush, man. It's not his fault. We ain't got no pass rush, man. We ain't got no pass rush, man.
I don't think that that's his mystique, man. I think last year's Bradbury is who he is. This year's Bradbury, I don't know. And I think we're going to see last year's Bradbury going forward, not this year.
I hope, because that ass is getting...
We all hope. That's what I believe. And then Adoree, I mean, we all know Adoree be having his injury issues and shit, but
yeah,
when he out there...
Yeah, he got COVID, he ain't playing.
Bet. But, yeah, Adoree, when he out there... He's a beast. He do his thing. Then you got Peppers and Ryan out there. I don't know. I don't know what they're going to do about that. They might let Peppers roll. Like, but I don't want them to. I don't want them to let him roll, man. Like, I want them to bring him back, man. I feel like he means a lot to the organization and the community. Yo. That's that community shit that I'm talking about.
I agree. We found a way to get it done, but he can't break the bank. But I want him to stay.
No, I don't think he should break the bank neither. But pay the man, though. Pay the man. Give him what he's owed, man.
3 years, $25 million?
What?
3 years, $25 million?
Yeah, I can do that.
three years, $25 million. $15 million guaranteed. And how's the fuck out?
They're going to have to pay somebody, bro. We need a mainstay on that defense for years and years to come. You got to pay somebody. Fucking Merrill, Gettleman, whatever the fuck. Get these fuckers out of here. You can't just keep nickel and diamond folks, and you're not going to have – you need a franchise player on defense that's going to be here for years. That's what you've been doing.
Are you talking about?
Who?
Leonard Williams.
Oh, please.
Bradbury.
We paid him already. We moved his money
back.
We're
talking about the money, baby.
His money is moved back. But let me ask you a question. Do we start the car loan? Or do Dexter Lawrence got insurance? Do we keep the car loan? I need to ask you that. Do we keep Dexter Lawrence? Do we pay him? It's time. It's time.
Nope. First of all, his contract is not up, bro.
No, it's time. We got to decide what we doing.
Not yet. We don't.
All right. So now let me go into it. Since y'all
I don't know why
he said that.
Push people out of here, bro.
I want him going, son. I want him going. I'm on something else. Disrespectful this year.
Hey.
I'm disrespectful this year. What we doing with Dexter Lawrence?
I don't
know. Earned...
Pachinko, but Big Dex ain't playing out there.
Man, he ain't one
thing. He ain't playing with him.
I'm going to tell y'all this, and I don't know if it's because of losing. I don't know if it's because of the week or just the way life is right now. I don't know what it is, and I don't really care. I'm not pigeonholed to any of these motherfuckers that this dude brought in, bro.
I just realized that.
I just went through it all, like, not fully, but, like, yo, who am I really, like, you know what I'm saying? I need to see this guy in the Giant uniform, like, years of old, like, you know, a Cruz, a King Knicks, you know, who would really upset me if they left. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
At this point, I'm not upset
upset at anybody that will fucking leave. Not even Barkley.
See? I'm with you, LRP.
That's sad, bro. That's sad. I don't want none of these dudes that this dude picked, bro. None of them.
The Hustle, I like McKinney. I like McKinney, though. I do like McKinney, the 50.
That's what it is. The Hustle Man is hurt. And that's what's going on. We hurt, B. We out here hurting.
I'm done.
Anybody
who
ever said some jealous bullshit, you understand me, is fucking dead. That's how we feel right now. I mean, I can't believe I'm actually going to the game on Sunday. Like, I'm going to be in the heart of this shit. Like, it's going to hurt being there watching this. No good times is rolling. No excitement at all. I'm afraid of what's going to happen because I already know what's going to happen. It's going to be a little bit to a lot with Mike Glennon. I'm paying to see Mike Glennon.
That's
something going on. I'm paying to see Mike Glennon, bro.
And that's why I kind of been at all week, man. I'm done with these Giants. I'm sick of the same shit. Sick of this treating people like you're stupid, man. I'm not going to keep doing it. I can't do it. I can't do it. I'm not built that way.
Slow me down. I'm getting myself together so I could get to the bag. I'm just preparing to get into the vehicle. So, yeah, hold me down. Pause.
No.
Glad I finished moving around. Well, I'm about to start moving around. But, I mean, I agree with you, OG. McKinney, I like McKinney.
That's one. Because I'd be upset if he left, because I do like McKinney. Take that back. I'd be a big bounce. I don't want to do it to go. I'm thinking Galladay, well, Galladay can go anyway. He could have left yesterday. Ross, I'd be upset if Ross left. Or didn't make it or whatever. But I mean, this dude's picks, man.
The problem what I have with his picks is it was so much low-hanging fruit. We had, like, the highest draft picks we've had forever. I mean, we were picking so high, man. It's like throwing the miss is really hard to do. So, you know, I'm hoping that we bring in a decent offensive coordinator, you know. That's what I want to see what happens with that. That's going to play a big part. And see if Patrick Graham is going to stick around another year. I think in the Eastern. I don't think he's going to have a great opportunity.
I wish he went back to a 4-3 or 3. I really do. And put that, put Dex in the middle and put Leonard, maybe change the dynamic. Put Dex with Austin. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Then you can play your Williams and Ojulari.
I
don't know why they don't do that. You put Big Dex in the left. You got Big Cat on the outside. You got, if you go out in the draft and get KT, Thibodeau, if y'all don't know what I'm talking about. But, you know what I'm saying? You go get him, bro. Like, what, bro? You, bro? That's a fucking line you can't do nothing with, bro. You can't do nothing with that shit, bro. Then you got motherfucking linebackers like Ojulari and probably get, you know what I mean, another one and shit. Well, you don't even have to if things work out with Smith, man. Come on, man.
That's why I don't think they're going to go quarterback, man. If you know me, I don't. I wish. I mean,
no,
but you still
can't. Motherfucking get Obama.
Russell Wilson get a lineman, what, Lindenbaum?
Lyndon Byrd.
No, bro, I don't like Lyndon Byrd. Get Evans.
So you like Neil, bro? I think Neil's a bust, man.
I think Lyndon Byrd is.
I don't have a problem not getting a quarterback, but what I do have a problem is giving up both number one picks this year. If I'm not going to pick one, kick the can down the road then, if that's what we're going to do. You know what I'm saying? Just, but we made to make sure that when we go to have a quarterback, we don't have to bullshit and get Neil and sell our farm to get one or anything like that. We're in a position because we clearly don't have the answer on Daniel Jones. But if that's what we're going to do, and because and I ain't vibing with Fromm, but clearly that's what they probably going to do, vibing, you know, Daniel Jones and Fromm in the next year. But if we don't pick a quarterback this year, we need to make sure that we just move back in this year's draft, get more picks, make sure we got two first-rounders going into next year. That's all I'm saying. What y'all think about that?
You get this lineman, you get this defensive pass rush with your two picks, bro. You get your
You get the lineman. And maybe one pass rushing. What's up?
You do not play around this year. You played with fire last year. You got to move back, man, and get some more linemen.
Don't want to be too greedy and gluttonous, OG.
I don't want to use both number one picks, man, unless we're picking a quarterback, okay? I don't want to use both of them.
So you don't see no first-round talent, all-pro talent and linemen in the first round?
I want two number one draft picks until I know we got a quarterback. That's all I'm saying, and it's not going to change. I ain't saying it's going to happen, but I don't think we need to be giving shit away unless we not two number one draft picks, and not unless we getting our quarterback, man. And we sure we got one, and we ain't sure we got one, so I say hold on to that shit for a rainy day.
Well, you still get your Russell Wilson with that, and you get your
I know that. So as much as I would like to get him, I know we ain't getting him, so I ain't going there.
I think you got to get this line fixed. But I love Pickett, though. I do like Pickett. Oh. But I like Ridder better. But I think Ridder has been playing long. I've been watching him at Cincinnati a couple of years. 3 years. I saw Ridder. He got some football on his belt. And he's been consistently getting better. And for him to be in the playoffs this year,
Let me ask OG something.
Complete his career. Tommy Ritter going to be a thing, too.
Let me ask OG something real quick. Because this happens a lot, bro. I don't know if you know this, but I know. Because, you know, my memory is crazy. But when this actually happens, bro, when we get Obama, and I'm sitting there, and I'm gloating, and I'm saying, let me finish. And then I'm gloating, and I'm saying, I told you so, and all that shit, right? You know how I am, right? I don't want you to sit there and be like, oh, of course I'm happy. Oh, why wouldn't I be happy? Don't get mad, right? When it happens, okay, just know that I'm going to throw it and shove it all in your face, bro, because you wasn't shooting with me in the gym. And this happens a lot. This happens a whole lot. And then y'all get mad at me because I'm right. And y'all get mad at me. I want y'all to eat the crow, whoever is not shooting in the gym with me.
Is Obama really even a player? What the fuck are you talking about?
I don't think OG was with us when he was talking about.
When I first explained it, this is why. Drugs are bad, kids, and don't do drugs, okay? Because when I first said this, right, he was not there. But the very following day, I was sitting there, and I'm going through it, and I said, Obama, and he said, well, Obama, what the hell are you talking about? And then I sat there and said, oh, you missed yesterday's episode. Well, let me explain to you what I'm talking about.
No,
and then went through my whole political
I must have missed
again.
That one, too.
And he don't get, and he still
about.
Remember. I don't know what the hell you're talking about.
Drugs are bad, kids. Don't do drugs.
Okay?
Yeah, you keep telling yourself that because I still don't know what the hell you're talking about. No damn Obama. I thought you were trying to be funny.
You lost.
Yes, I am.
It's Russell Wilson.
I know.
It's Russell Wilson.
Do drugs.
It's Russell Wilson.
Okay. I had no idea what he was talking about. I thought he was just being funny.
I went through this,
listen,
man.
First of all, okay.
Go ahead.
Okay.
Go ahead. I'm
going to
let you go.
Listen. Hey. It ain't even that serious. I mean, do I think we're going to get him? No, but I didn't make no declaration saying we wouldn't, though. I didn't even know that's who you're referring to, Shake. So, I mean, if it makes you feel good that I'll eat the crow. I didn't make that declaration.
You just said that about 5-10 minutes ago. We're not even going to get Russell Wilson anyway, so I'm not even entertaining
that.
Now, did you not just say that?
Yes, I did.
Sure, you did say that.
All right.
Yes.
So there you go.
Okay. All right, so you're saying we're going to get him. Okay. I hope you're right, Chase.
Thank you. And then when I'm right, I want you to just get it. Don't get mad. Don't get mad.
Why would I get mad?
Don't
get mad. I'm married.
Don't
get
mad. Get it and say, you know what? You were
I'm
right. You told me this shit months ago. I forgot it. And then you reminded me again. And then I forgot it again. And then you reminded me once
you
more. But you to just
because
eat it.
You're the only one who's really giving it that much.
I know. So I want you to just eat it.
You know what? I'm eating pretty good over here, man. I don't really need
that. You are.
I'm just telling you, though. It's really not that serious to me. I didn't really make a declaration. I mean, if you ask me, I don't know. I don't really see it being a serious thing right now. But I'd be happy, Shay. So I'll be eating.
So let me ask you this question.
Happy.
Let me ask you this question, OG. If you give Russell Wilson, are you using the first two first-round picks to get a lineman and a pass rusher? Are you now doing that?
Yes. Okay. Yes.
Absolutely.
I just said I'm not using my first round pick unless I have a quarterback. Didn't I say that? Unless I have a quarterback. What? I didn't know we were talking about.
They
got to
make that move. They want to fix this team, OG. I get all that. You know, that part is over. That segment is over. We turn the page. But they got to do that. And let's get back to the fucking dysfunction of this team.
Okay. Let's hope they do. But I'm not holding my breath. Y'all have to hold your breath on that shit. I mean, listen, I don't even care about the money. I wouldn't care about when we get a black starting quarterback for the New York Football Giants, I eat crow and a whole bunch of other shit, okay? Fuck. You think I'm in them and be happy to do it. But I don't believe
Shay,
we got to
run the
business.
Keep putting that shit out of the universe, brother. Fuck what they talk about. You keep saying it, goddammit, because that
will,
needs to
bro.
Happen.
Ain't nothing going to stop me, bro. You know how I am, bro.
I believe in it. What makes you think I'm gonna be mad about this?
Because this is what you do, right? Because you just said what you said. Now, when it does happen, when it does happen, right? This is what you do. Yeah, I mean, this from my past from history, from knowing you, my experiences, this is exactly what you do. When I'm right, you sit there and say, well, everybody was against you, Shakes. Why didn't nobody get it? Oh, no, blood. You know what I mean? And then I got to sit there and I'm like,
and I'm
no, I told you so. I told you so, and you were sure. Well, I wasn't against you, man. No, that wasn't me. Oh, you must be talking about him. No, no, I'm talking about him.
I ain't making a declaration against that man one way or the other. If it makes you feel right to get one up on the OG, then great, man. I'm glad I made your motherfucking day. But I didn't really care one way or the other. It was a dart in passing. Do I think we're getting them? No. Would I be mad? I'd actually be happy. So, I mean, I don't really know what you're talking about, no pass shit. That's what girls do, though, man. I don't even know what the fuck you're talking about right now, dude. I swear to you, I don't even remember one incident. But this particular incident staying on this whole thing that really doesn't mean
we all know how you are.
That you continue
and we
to
all know. What I'm saying right now, and I'm sorry to be cutting you off, what I'm saying right now is facts. And we all experienced this with you, OG. So you can sit there and turn a blind eye to it, but what I'm saying to you is actual facts. Okay, so when it happens, all I want you to do is
Chill.
You guys on
I don't want no goddamn bullshit.
You got
nobody getting hit, nothing. About something, what I always do and everybody and all that other bullshit. Man, I don't know what the fuck you talking about. I swear to God, I wouldn't even have goddamn serious to me, man. I really don't, you know, I'd be happy to get the motherfucker. That's all that matters.
No,
we guess sometimes, sometimes we write, sometimes we motherfucking wrong. Ain't got no bitch.
Yeah, because he was
Real quick. Everybody chill for a second. Because I'm going to set the foot. This is what's happening right now.
Oh,
is
our game shit. Everybody, you're always there,
brothers,
everybody, man.
This is Mark Wahlberg arguing with fucking Tyrese. And fucking, I'm sitting there, Andre Three Stacks, sitting on the couch laughing, watching y'all just bicker. That's what's going on right now. Because y'all do this every year.
Mark Wahlberg walking in the house asking what's going on. In the tailpipe.
I do it all the time, son.
And hold on, I didn't listen to nothing, so I'm just gonna go off my knowledge. Whenever I hear him talking like that, him is OG. Whenever I hear him talking like
that, I hit the subjects, bro. I hit him, bro.
That means
sad and sensitive to it, yo.
No,
but I just
shake
the fact, bro.
Jake's twisted the cap, and OG tried to let him know that's not the cap that I even care about, and I probably don't even know what the hell you're talking about, and it just all
fades. Hold on. Y'all had enough of the airtime. Chill for a second. Be talking. Everybody know how y'all feel right now.
I'm really rolling up, man.
I said, how long is it going to take OG for him to call somebody a girl, bro? He was like, he's about to call somebody a girl.
he didn't use the B word, though, right? Because, you know, it'll happen if it get too crazy. He didn't use the B word, though, because he promised he wasn't going to do that. He didn't use the B word, right?
He told everybody time before you call you a girl. You got some girls.
Yeah, you know how he get down. He'll play femininity on you real quick.
You say that shit as a trigger, just to piss you off. You know what I'm saying?
Because you already know. Because you didn't put him in the elevator in the corner. You know he was like that shit. You ain't going to trap him. So, listen, it's 60 seconds left to the live broadcast. Let me get this out, and we're going to get into the third hour. Hold on, gentlemen. Let me run this real quick. Hold on, gentlemen. Let me run this. Thank you for tuning in to the most dangerous show on the planet today. This was E-Style Fridays brought to you by, of course, your boy E, the chosen one from the Bronx. Thank you for all the listeners. Thank you for all the callers. We are about to get into the third hour, and I'm going to let these gentlemen continue on my drive to work and be entertained totally by my brothers. So, again, salute, shout out. You got to download this portion. We're not getting into closings. We're just going to keep this thing rolling. Now, go ahead, OG, over to you. You in the elevator still?
Man, I ain't got nothing. I'm over here on the roll up. Shakes are saying something. I'm good, man.
All right. So go ahead, Shakes. Over to you.
I ain't mean if you, you know, I'm not.
It ain't nothing, bro. It's just me pointing things out. Motherfuckers don't motherfucking want to see. That's all. That's all. I just point things out about people that they don't even want to see. I do it to myself, too. It's cool. Ain't nothing to it, bro. I'm on the roll up as well.
Well, that's good that they both doing
but
that. But
some kumbaya stuff, I think we can all agree we'd be all be happy if Russell Wilson was on this motherfucking team. All
right, so don't be sitting here on my airway talking about
I'm
going to
be sitting here being, I'm
going to
be sitting here being me. Just like you going to sit there being you.
So don't be sitting there against me
not
when
being
I'm saying something.
Who to sit there and be.
And then
no,
when
I'm
it happened, want to sit there and act like he was on the team.
Don't be telling me what to do.
I don't want
it. I'm a damn sure be me. Go and be you.
I don't want it.
Me to do.
I don't want the fake love. You run shoes with me in the gym.
Do what?
I'm going to be shooting in the gym. I'm shooting
okay.
in the gym. All
right, cool. All right, cool, man. Move on, man. Let's go. LRP, take your word, baby.
Uh-huh.
What'd you say?
I know I fucked it up. I fucked up the dialogue. I was like, where's my line?
What?
I didn't hear him.
I don't know what to say. What are you talking about?
Yo, there's something floating around on Twitter where a dude said about Urban Meyer. Reason why with the straw that broke the camel's back and him kicking the kicker. And they put that shit in Seinfeld dialogue. It was fucking brilliant. He was like, I kicked the kicker, Jerry. He's like, you kicked the kicker. You didn't kick the kicker. He's like, I kicked the kicker. You know how you can get all dramatic. That's it.
I didn't know he was suspended for assaulting one of his coaches last year, though. Or something. What, or early in the year?
You
don't
kick
like
the kicker, bro. That didn't really happen. My bad, OG. What'd you say? I'm sorry.
No,
say
you too. You, man, there ain't no bad around here. Now I'm just saying I heard he assaulted one of the coaches, too. You know, he got to play with somebody. But, yeah, that man was tripping, man.
I didn't even know him. Was Charlie Strong still there?
I know, right? You know that was my defensive back coach at Florida.
Yeah, I was like, where's he in all of this? Like, where's Charlie
That's
Strong, good coach?
I know he is. Hell of a coach.
Shit. I take Charlie Strong.
Me too. I lobbied
I'm
for him.
Sure. I mean, I've seen him in
the
coordinated that. I won.
You remember that?
In college right now, huh?
Do you remember when I was lobbying for Charlie Strong?
Yeah.
You remember that?
Yeah. That was back when we got a McAdoo, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they got Bevel. They got Bevel over there, and they got Charlie Strong as far as I know, because I've seen him. He hit, he gave Urban Meyer the laptop that gave it to Jericho when he hit it over some dude's head one time. I was like, yo, that's Charlie Strong. I didn't know he was on the staff. But you ain't heard his name at all. And you got Bevel from Seattle. They're like, yo, Urban Meyer was really fucking shit up like that? These are two reputable dudes.
Man, first of all, you know how racist Jacksonville is, bro? I'm talking about the city of Jacksonville.
I'm sorry to cut you off, OG, but please tell me, bro, because, like, I was looking at trying to relocate there at one point. And I kept asking, like, yo, how is it out there? Ain't nobody was trying to tell me, so I was like, I know, it's racist, man. Because ain't nobody was trying to tell me. Everybody was like, reverting it like the plague, bro. So please, can you tell me?
One of the most segregated cities in Florida, and it's extremely north and south. Jacksonville is extremely rich, man. I'm telling you, bro. Like, you got to stay your ass on the right side across the tracks after 7 o'clock, or it will be problems. It will be. And I can only imagine what it's like now, because I heard it's like he's got to be back even when I was there, but it's bad. It's real bad. So,
you only go to Miami
and
make the elite.
And there's no motherfucking way in the world I'd be in Jacksonville.
Go to Miami
and
leave.
Oh, man.
Or the Keys.
But if you go to the Keys,
Jacksonville in particular, bro, I was straight looking at.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
Like, and everybody was like avoiding it like the plague, because you know how I am. I commute.
Yeah,
I commute, dog. But yeah, man, like I'm like, hold on, who
that?
So
what
I did reserve duty there, man, and it was bad. But I'm telling you right now, any of those small towns where you got an old military base, you can win the most. But that was right up there, man. I've been to some bad places before. But that's right at the top. That's top five.
Oh, yeah.
Top five, though. It's bad.
I forgot about
that. Ain't nobody happy there either.
It's nice by the bridge. If you live by the bridge, you'd be all right. By the
No.
And you got to live in a hotel, and then it'll be nice.
But man, I don't care if you live right there at the landing where the Florida-Georgia game is played. You don't want to be there, bro. You don't.
No, over there by the stadium.
I mean, look, man, when you think the Florida-Georgia game is played at the landing, that's like the biggest outdoor cocktail party in the world. And you just still don't want to be there when it's
dark. That area is nice.
Dark.
I like that area.
Yo, not when after it's dark. Not, you ask the locals in there how they feel about it.
After it's dark.
Man, you end up gator bait, man. Them cops down there, they'll kill you, bro. They'll kill you, okay? They don't play down there. They will fucking kill you.
We'll have to talk about
that. Your ass will end up missing so fast down there near Micanopy or some shit, some little small-ass town out there near High Spring. You fuck around out there if you want to. Mm-mm, bro.
Oh,
wouldn't do it.
You hear me say, I had a ball.
That what?
I had a fantastic time. That's all I'm going to say.
He said, I don't know about OG's experience. Mine was all right over there by the bridge, right?
Well,
right,
well,
I mean, you got to know where to be at, right?
Yeah,
you got to be out at 11, 12 o'clock. Why are you out there at 11, 12 o'clock anyway? You know, you just go out there in daytime and you'll be fine. I don't know what OG talking about over there. I don't know.
Like I said, anyway, but that's crazy. Where's Charlie Strong name at and all of
open carry out there, too?
But, yeah, say stay the hell away from Florida to live. That's what I'm saying. No. I'm just talking
I mean,
about.
There's some cities,
ain't fucking with
if you got money,
ain't fucking with any.
If you got money, there's a couple cities that are tolerable, but they don't really want you there, bro. They don't want you there. Why you be somewhere you don't really want it?
You ain't progressive.
They might
there.
Think they don't.
Stay where you at.
I don't like
fact,
it here,
relocate,
bro.
Relocate the PG.
Not like it here, bro. I need to
Black
find somewhere where I can call home.
Go to Black People County, bro. Go to PG.
Say, you used to be talking to Black moving down to Atlanta, if anything. He was talking down that way.
No, yeah, but there's too many, you know, dumb boys out there.
Yeah, but that's more pussy for you.
That is true. That is true.
And look, and you come from up here, they loving it. No, if all you got to do is get them girls a grape soda and a chicken sandwich. You the motherfucking man. Them fucking around some workers. Oh, my God.
This is true.
Tell me. Hey, man, look, they love me. They love me down south, baby. Tell me.
Are you from D.C.? Oh, I love y'all, D.C., baby.
I know, baby. Yeah, boy. I know, yeah. Keep me a few shorties in the ATL, man. They loyal like a motherfucker, too. But, yeah. I mean, I ain't gonna lie, though. I'm right here in the DMV, baby. It's popping, baby. I love the DMV. I ain't going nowhere.
I swear to beans, son. I need to go to D.C., G. Like, I swear, bro. Like, I love D.C. women, bro. Like,
they nowhere, baby.
Hey,
I like to visit Houston, though.
Right.
I do like to visit Houston. I'm coming out the way soon, man. Houston's nice. I like to go out and visit Texas. I like to go visit Atlanta. A lot of places I like to visit. I don't necessarily want to live, but there's some cool places, you know. Even in Louisiana. What's up?
I say, get me the fuck up out of here. Oh, shit. This is a visiting place from here on out.
Well, I just like to go there.
I don't know, man. Houston, bro, it's 1,000 Beyonce's.
Well, y'all talking about us and then left with that. Sure, yeah, great. It's a great place to have to be a resident. But shit.
I told you my One of my uncles was Slim Thugger's limousine driver, right? Did I tell you that?
Uh-oh.
Oh, no. Yeah, you know your boy Slim Thugger from out there, right? My man is his limousine driver, my cousin.
You ain't say that. I know Slim Thugger.
Yeah, bro. I ain't know. Yep. Slim Thugger, motherfucker.
Slim Thugger. That man still out here making money. I ain't gonna lie. I seen that man on TV like not too long ago. What the fuck?
Nah, it ain't that. That money is deep rooted. So that's a good thing.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all like him, Cold Wall, like all them still making money. I'm like, how, bro? I ain't hear from y'all in like early 2000s.
But even them, that's a fraction of the amount of wealth disparity here. Insane. Insane.
Yeah.
But,
I mean, Dallas is nice, you know, cost a little bit of bread to be out there, though.
I heard
you like.
Fort Worth is ours. I heard Fort Worth is crazy.
Yeah, nah, Fort Worth's terrible. I heard actually surprisingly Austin, and if you can imagine that. But a lot of people, and dude just moved up there, told me, man, this shit is completely different. So much better. From pay to living to... you know, just the overall, you know, functionality of the city and being able to have a mix of high, low, you know, high class, mid class, whatever, you know what I mean? He said it's just a different world. And I was like, world? But that's where Abbott is, bro. That's where Evil Professor X. How is it that good? I don't understand that. He literally got the main.
He should move out to Colorado, okay?
Place.
That's good living out there in Colorado, baby.
Girl, my girl love it out there.
I know some people love it out there, man. Or go out to Seattle.
That's a good progressive.
They love black people in Seattle, man. I ain't bullshitting.
That's where I would let it go, man. They got a mental health facility out there, man, that's been trying to... Like, I might reach out to them and see if it's like, yo, I got talent. Why can't we ever get recruited like the motherfucker... Justin Timberlake and shit on the motherfucking thing. Girl came and got his ass. Like, what the fuck? Over here doing amazing shit. Ain't nobody fucking come see me yet. Motherfuckers ain't called me, bro. I need them to call me.
Yeah, man.
I
tell you, man. Yeah, I mean, other than like Dominican Republic and Panama, out of the country, if it's not out of the country, I'm right here at the DMV for, man, this has got to be home base for me. I mean, I might retire down in Florida or Panama, but you got to have that bread straight, baby. You don't want to worry about no job. You just want to be at the crib. You want to have a nice house and be comfortable with your shit where you ain't got to go nowhere. You ain't worried about the nightlife and no shit like that or anything else. Some retirement shit. Other than that, I'm up top, baby. If I'm still grinding, I'm up top. And the opportunity, motherfuckers look like me, get my papers, and then I go rest somewhere. You know, probably Panama for me. Get your one-way ticket, go on to the motherland, baby. Go on to Ghana. You know what I'm saying?
I'm good.
Go home, baby. Go home. They like on you.
I need some snow. My man is just going to Canada, I'm going the other way. See you when you get there. Shit, love.
You know, you sound like you're chasing a snow bunny, baby. You got a snow bunny. You ain't chasing no snow. I know what you fucking chasing, baby.
Hey, hell, my personal business. All I'm saying is I'm going. I'm going to Canada.
I know you're chasing my buggers. Yeah, you and the bunny.
Business,
man.
Hey, it's cold up there. I'm going strictly for the weather. Nova Scotia.
You know, Arizona nice, too, though. Arizona nice, but they got serial killers up there, bitch, like a motherfucker.
I didn't
run it Man, them little desert wanderer motherfuckers, I swear to God, man. You go watch the 6 o'clock news, you'll lock yourself in your hotel room. Like, the fuck kind of... sand creatures coming the fuck out these deserts, killing the motherfuckers. Coming to gas station, killing a whole everybody gas station, you take nothing but the motherfucking scratch off. I'm like, what the fuck? Killing, you know, come on your property, kill your dogs and shit, and eat your food.
LRP, I just want you to know I'm dying in the back. When you told him to stay out your motherfucking business, you know why? Because he hit that shit right on the head.
Hey, I don't know what y'all talking about.
Hey,
I'm just
saying.
Nice. Yeah, they got predators. I call them nice. This is a land of the predators and shit.
No, I ain't.
Go catch them. You still talking about it?
I don't want to go nowhere with serial killers either. That's a weird-ass stat to keep, though. I need to find out. How did you find that out? It's like, where did you go?
Man.
Wikipedia for?
I don't know. Those motherfuckers be hallucinating. Be all in the desert by themselves, man. It's crazy out there, man.
All in the desert. I don't want to go. Who the fuck wants to go? Oh, shout out to Mexico.
Go live off the land somewhere, man. Go West Virginia or Wyoming. Look, my man bought, I think he bought 162 acres fucking West Virginia for $86,000, right? He bought that shit, and the thing is this, now, he just wanted to get off the grid, right? He got off the grid. Turns out the shit has, you got mint leaves growing up there. It's got ginseng growing up there. This dude be getting ginseng off his land, and he harvests ginseng and sells to people, be making $400,000 a year. And that's just not even a quarter of the ginseng, because this is ginseng. You know, he got mountains, you know what I'm saying? This is on the mountains on his land, but he out there living off the land and living high off the land. You know, you need to go do some motherfucking research. Some of your nice plot of land, learn how to harvest that shit. You know, he learned all kinds of shit. He sells a bunch of shit. He's a farmer now, but he be selling a bunch of stuff off his land. But his main thing that he just started selling is ginseng. And he's making, I forgot how much a pound, but it's ridiculous. And he's got an unlimited amount. Unlimited.
That's what's up.
Yeah.
I think it's a little late for me to be a farmer, but that's what's up.
I mean, nah, they never too late, man. They really ain't.
Nah, I ain't been no farmer, bro. That's to change the whole trajectory of my life right there. What you trying to do, bro? Put me in a blender?
No, I'm going to take a farmer.
What would that look like being a farmer right now? That's something you got to do. Don't you think? I would think.
Well, he be harvesting all that, man. Look. Sometimes he cuts wood. He sells trees.
You know what I mean?
Look,
have your kids.
The thing is this. He might be selling trees off his land one day. He might be, you know, he does kill a lot of stuff. He might be having turkeys, but he'd be killing like a lot of stuff too. But he'd be making them crack of money, man.
All types of shit, bro. That's setting yourself up for life and for his life, your grandkids' life.
That's
what I'm going to do when I get
that's
this
what
bread.
You're going to do. That's you.
You're damn right.
Exactly. That's
all
right. That's a good idea for you.
It's good living.
I would love that.
First of all, I got to say this to you guys real quick. First of all, I got to say this. Any motherfucker that can sell turkeys and ginseng, I need to talk to him.
My man, Joe.
What he got going on? Turkey,
he got a lot going on, man. I'm sorry, he's super
and ginseng. We need to talk,
bro.
And a lot of other shit on top of all his land. He's selling a lot of shit off his land, bro. I'm telling you. You know, everything from wood and all kinds of shit.
I do a garage sale.
I'm doing shit.
I can do that.
I ain't doing shit. I ain't doing shit. For real, yo.
Come keep
I'm so glad there's football on tomorrow, man. Oh, it's such a wonderful thing. There's
I call that motherfucker Candyland.
Hey, there's still football on tomorrow, right?
Yes. Yes.
Awesome. Yeah. Oh, no, I'm on the
plantation. That whole conversation was hilarious. I like it. I can't believe I said garage sale. That just came out.
Garage sale. I'm about to rewrite history, bro.
No, I say you should. West Virginia, you being a farmer, you know what I mean? You got to build a fort.
I'm the wrong person to be a farmer, but
like
I'm trying to tell you, G. I'm the wrong person to be a farmer, yo. I ain't doing shit. I'm lazy.
Jake, all you got to do is do labor, man. You ain't shit.
Yo, listen to me, but I'm trying to tell you.
You fucking chickens be dead.
I'm trying not to go so far, but I'm going far as fuck, bro. I'm trying to say it. I'm on my own plantation.
With your phone, bro? Not testing shakes with my phone, bro. What is he going?
Fucking Django, B.
Horses be gone, everything.
Yo, LRP, you can see Shakes with some overalls on that say Montana on the back.
With some corn in his back pocket, Paul. Shucking corn.
Oh, a big one.
Let me say it, be a farmer. You, it's never too late. Fuck around, go
Uncle
out there,
Shakes,
flip
that?
A goddamn
thing, yo. That's Jing Sing, yo.
Leave it alone, y'all.
Find out you need one of those big-ass things to
Mama
put the holes in the
over there about to pluck that over in a minute.
I seen Queen Sugar. Motherfucker took him years before he had to build a farm.
Get these women to work.
And he was in the business. He didn't know what the fuck to do. So I need that big-ass machine. How much it cost? $28,000. Like, shit, I ain't made, I ain't grew nothing yet. I need the machine to grow my harvest. Put on a fundraiser. Nah, I'm good.
I'm selling everything.
I'm going to Canada. I'm going to Canada with my degree and my therapist, psychologist license. I'm turning into a motherfucker to wear small glasses and look at you at the bottom of them while I read and write while you sit on the couch. Tell me what's going on with your life. I provide some perspective and charge you $150 an hour. Good day, sir. Enjoy and use this technology and that to be funny. But seriously, that's what I want to do. That's what I'm already on the trajectory to do, not being a farmer. But that's what's up to him in West Virginia. Is a good place to do it, although that is the worst place politically. So. There's that.
I want to ask about two things before we get up out of here. First off, y'all, I know all y'all saying that on King Richard shit by now.
I have not, no.
Oh, my God. I love P. You would.
I've been working, bro. It's been... I'm a little, I don't know. I just have been busy.
I know, man. Listen, man, you got to watch that shit, bro.
Is it that good?
It really is.
Like, that good?
It really is. It really is. Tell you a lot about his story, but not only that. Of course, their story is a part of his story. But what he did and the vision that he had and stuck to it was inspiring. And I know some people might not agree with maybe some of the tactics that he had, but in the movie they show not a tough disciplinarian father, not just that, but how loving and protective he was as well. He did a lot for those girls, and to have all girls, like all daughters, bro, that's crazy, B. That's crazy. And it wasn't just them. Yeah, you know I mean, it wasn't just Venus and Serena. It was a lot of them. I think it was like 5 or 6 of them, bro. Like, and they all had their own, like, characteristics with them. And they showed it all out in this movie. So it was good to see it, like, the transformation. Because I do remember that time. And I do remember Venus, right? Like, I do remember, like, her breaking the mold and being black, you know what I mean, first black females, tennis and shit. Because I remember seeing that shit in school. And I'm like, wow. And she was, like, only 14 or some shit at the time. And I'm like, I probably was about 10 or some shit like that. So just to see that shit growing up, like, I seen the Venus shit. And to know, like, Serena had to wait her time and watch Venus go through all this shit and then just be like, no, fuck that. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm good, too. The movie, man, it is awesome, you know. And it showed everything that I would like to see. They didn't leave nothing out to me. It was a long motherfucking movie, too, about 2 hours. So I can definitely feel you. You definitely got to have some time and shit to go ahead and watch that movie. But when you watch it, man, you're going to be glued. It is definitely good, man. Also, the motherfucking power. This power shit. It's like it's going into a soap opera type of thing to me from what I'm seeing right now with all of this shit right now. And I don't know if y'all seen the last episode of it. But in my opinion, my take of it is like, okay, it's getting very soap opera-ish. You know what I'm saying? But it's not veering me off of it. You know what I mean? It's not very, it's just that you look at it and you be like, oh, okay, yeah, all right, you know what I mean? Should have seen that coming. You know, it's one of those shit.
Yo, but what I don't like is, and I'll say this, because I got my phone just let me know it's about to die, so I got to roll anyway. But I don't like the way they implemented Kanan now trying to fucking break a wedge with the bull, you know what I mean? That's some soap, that's the soap opera shit. And for Kane to even do that after just knowing, you know what I mean, knowing this dude or whatever, I know he's supposed to be a slime ball, and I know why he did it just in the third, but I'm like, yo, don't fuck with that. Why is you even fucking with that? And why was you even listening to that dude to think that that's a good idea? What you got going on with Tariq right now is cost you nothing. You know it's a smart move. You know you said it like 3 episodes ago. Now you trying to fuck up the smartness? Like, nah. I ain't like that shit. But I didn't see the last episode.
Soap opera shit to me is, oh, now the nephew is really her son type of shit. Like, what the fuck is this?
Who?
Now, I don't know. Did you see the last episode?
Nah, it's all right, though. You can tell me.
All right, so I'm sorry if ain't nobody saying it, but I'm about to break this shit. So might as well turn away if you didn't and if you don't want to get spoiled. But, in this last episode, that dude that's obviously used to have something going on with Mary back in the day that's fucking with Kane and shit now, turns out that the nephew is their child now. And that's why he's been doing all this shit. And that's why Mary J. be acting the way she is with the nephew and shit, because it's really her son. And so now, you know what I mean, to save her son from going to jail and shit now, he wants to step up and shit, blah, 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 blah. But, you know what I mean, like...
The basketball dude?
Yeah, yo. Yeah, the basketball dude is her son, really.
Oh.
That's the soap
opera. I didn't even see that coming.
Exactly. See what I'm saying? Like, I didn't see that coming. I should have seen that coming. Oh, man, that's some soap opera shit. You know what I mean? But, because that's that shit that'll make you sit there and talk about, like, oh, my gosh, I knew it. I knew that was her son and blah, blah, blah. Like, it's already happening. Everybody's all around talking about this shit. Like, oh, I knew that was her son. They wanted that effect. That's that soap opera shit. So, you know, like I said, it's not bearing me off, though. You know, I see it is. It is what it is. This shit, I see what they trying to do. I see it for what it is. That's what I was trying to get out. But, yeah, like, it's all right. You know what I mean? Like, I really can't wait till the Tommy one come out. That's coming out early February, too. So that's coming next. I can't wait for that one to come out, because that's really going to be the one that's going to be the serious one. I think that's the one that's going to give you that regular power feel, right? Like the regular power, you know what I mean, the original Power Book One shit, you know what I'm saying? I think that's the one that's going to give you that feel with Tommy. The other ones is just like they trying to pave their own way, because you know, they trying to tell the story of Kane and them one. They got this one right here. They trying to present Tyreek. You know what I mean? Like, this is like the new age, you know, new class. You know what I'm saying? Next generation power. Like I said, I think Tommy one is going to be the one that gives you the original feel. Which one is that? Oh, yeah, all right. The Tate one is going to be more on that serious political type of side. But it's still going to be good and interesting because you got the Tates. You know what I'm saying? Like the Tates are just entertaining in their own.
Yeah, they are.
You know what I mean?
Yo, them motherfuckers are smiles on camera.
They really is, yo. They really is. And then, like, their on-screen connection is great, too, man. Like, they have a great on-screen connection. The Tate's one is going to be pretty funny. It's going to be pretty good, man. I think people are sleeping on that one. But I think people are going to really like that one. I think the only reason why people are sleeping on it is because people don't really want to deal with politics and they don't want to see all that shit. But you know what I mean? What you're not realizing is the dirty